I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of time.
Everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. I think we've got an interesting show in store for you this evening. We're going to be touching upon some of the highlighted bits of information that we've covered on the show over the last couple of years, because tonight's show is sort of shaping up to be the last one on ET Yoga. And before we get into those bits of information, I'd just like to give my thanks, appreciation, and gratitude to our listening audience, especially to those listeners who have been longtime listeners, and also to those people who have taken the time to email me with their positive suggestions concerning programmed content on ET Yoga and sharing some of their personal successes with techniques that they've learned on the show. And if you haven't taken the opportunity to do that, you can always email me at paperfungo@yahoo.ca. That's paper as in paper, P-A-P-E-R, fungo, F-U-N-G-O, all one word, paperfungo@yahoo.ca. And getting into our list of interesting topics that we've discussed over the last couple of years, I'm going to start off with first public contact. And information in this regard primarily comes from Bashar. If you don't know about Bashar, Bashar is an extraterrestrial. It comes from about 2,700 years in our future, channeled through Daryl Anka. And Bashar indicates that the first public contact will take place sometime, for sure, after the year 2012, as Earth is in quarantine until that time, but that sometime possibly 2015, 2017, there could be a public contact. He gives a timeline that sort of extends up to the year 2033, when he says we'd be full members of the Association of Worlds. And he even articulates the name of the group that we will make first contact with, and that is the Shalanaya. He also states that the word Shalanaya means those who shall come first. And for those who are not aware, the Esesani, which Bashar is part of, is a cross between human and gray. So eventually, the grays were successful in obtaining a hybrid species, and the amazing result of that was the Esesani. And apparently the Esesani are now moving from fifth to sixth density, which means they're moving into a level of consciousness which does not require physical form. Connected with that issue is the Extraterrestrial Open Contact Act. And I was able to be involved in that particular program, which resulted in the writing of a potential bill which outlines the procedures and protocols for an eventual first public contact scenario. And if you'd like to be involved in that more, you can go to www.bashar.org. The actual bill is actually on the site, and at this point, Daryl has formed his own public organization, which would be dedicated towards, at some point, the passing of that bill. Another one of the interesting topics covered on ET Yoga is the concept of judgment and how it's tied to virtually every problem on the planet, and more specifically, the idea of judgment being the invalidation of some person or organization. And this invalidating actually brings you down to that frequency. Thus, it's connected to the concept, judge not, lest ye be judged. It's not that you're being judged from the outside, but as you do the judging, it actually lowers your frequency. This is also connected to the idea about not going against negative energy. This whole idea about the wars against poverty, or the wars against cancer, the war against this or what, that, whatever label you want to insert in there, actually only serve to perpetuate that energy. The idea is to move toward a positive, creative outcome in a different direction. Another one of Bashar's famous lines was, you cannot experience what you're not the vibration of. This connects to the idea that our thoughts, beliefs, definitions, emotions, and expectations create our 3D experience as a perfect mirror. And similarly, there's a global consciousness which also creates its experience in a similar fashion. One of the ideas that we've presented for a long time on the show was this connection between self-empowerment and the ability to heal. And in that regard, its connection towards the total immunity from disease. This concept was also presented by the Syrians in one of Patricia Corey's books, No More Secrets, No More Lies. And in that book, it stated that when there are six strands of DNA connected, then disease cannot exist because it cannot operate at that frequency. And there's also been extensive studies done by Danielle Benor, who compiled the most exhaustive collection of healing studies ever done. And 191 studies showed where the power of the human mind alone was used in various attempts to heal everything from single-celled organisms to plants, animals, birds, fish, and humans, and even at great distances, like from New York to Los Angeles. And in these 191 studies, fully 64% showed that the simple focus of the mind upon healing another life form created a very substantial healing effect. And this is another one of the major pieces of suppressed science that the criminal cartels of the world have wanted to suppress. By the same system, viruses will not take hold unless the consciousness or the torsion field frequency of the person is diminished enough to allow it to activate. And these studies also show that a positive, upbeat, loving attitude is not merely a psychological phenomenon. The positive attitude actually raises the energy in the body or the torsion fields that dramatically prevent disease. And in this case, the energetic component of these viruses is unable to activate, and they remain dormant and are soon wiped out by your white blood cells. And we've also mentioned many times that the best defense to flu is grounding yourself in unconditional love, gratitude, and compassion, which exhibit frequencies that shatter disease or do not allow it to penetrate the system, rather than fear, which attracts this energy and the illusion that you need protection. A universal principle in nature is that internally coherent systems possess the ability to repel external influences, while incoherent systems are easily penetrated by disorder from the outside. And so we've always tried to make this connection between the idea of the farther you get with respect to your own self-empowerment, the more control you have over the external. And this also is connected to the process of healing and healing disease. Moving on to the topic of crop circles. One of the messages from the psychic children concerns the dolphin crop circle in Alton Barnes, Wiltshire, and that's August 14th of 2002. And there's a code in this crop circle that only your superconscious mind will comprehend. It may reveal your own role, how you can contribute to the world of peace and compassion. It is also important that people all over the world see this crop circle, for it will activate you in ways your mind cannot understand. We've also highly suggested the Janoche crop circle art, because the crop circles trigger DNA codes. And as well, the crop circles can be used to surround drinking water, because water is a perfect reflector of consciousness. And as well, hemisync in Gia sacred geometry, and that's related to the Janoche crop circles, because they're basically animated crop circles and can be used for meditation. This was the product of the year in 2007. And if you Google search that hemisync, HEMISYNC, hemisync Gia, GAIA, sacred geometry. If you're interested, you can Google search those, and I think they're about $49 now. And more about those torsion fields. The Earth itself is a source of energy that radiates what the Russians refer to as torsion fields. It's a natural source which comes from the Earth, from the Sun, and from the center of the galaxy. And this is, again, why when you're in alignment with the center of the galaxy at 14 hours and 30 minutes sidereal time, your ESP ability goes up by about 400%. The Earth is giving off an energy field like that as well, and this energy field is actually what fuels physical matter to sustain its own existence. And each little atom and molecule is like a sponge that takes this energy in, and like a fluid, and extracts it back out again. Should point out that the latest Russian pyramid studies show that oil wells become more productive with pyramids above them, that architectural and agricultural seeds increase their yield, pathogenic viruses and bacteria become significantly less damaging to life after being held in the pyramid, food stored in a pyramid increase human compassion. Now, this is quite a fascinating discovery. A quantity of salt and pepper was stored inside the pyramid, and it was later removed and fed continually to about 5,000 people in different jails in Russia. And amazingly, within a few months, there was a dramatic improvement in their behavior, and most criminal behavior almost completely disappeared. And it validates the idea that etheric energy is spiritual energy, and that as a person is exposed to higher intensities of it, there is a propensity for greater feelings of love, compassion for others. It was also noted in these studies that a spherical energy field surrounds any pyramid structure. And the center of the galaxy is actually our primary source of in-streaming torsion wave energy. And an object will gradually displace into a higher etheric density as it vibrates closer to the speed of light. Eventually, a complete shift can be made into the higher density at this point, and when the pressure is later released, the object will naturally shift back down into our own density. And this also correlates with a patent by David Hudson, where microcluster iridium was seen to disappear when it was heated up to 550 Celsius, but would reappear when the temperature was reduced. So these studies, to my way of thinking, really connect to the potential that more and more energy coming from the center of the galaxy, especially as it helps us to express more compassion and unconditional love toward others. This alone could change the entire behavior of the planet. We also touched upon in ET Yoga some of the more recent studies that related to quantum physics and the concept of a particle and a wave and how energy fluctuates between a particle and a wave. But that also when scientists studied this material, if a scientist studied this energy with the expectation, thought, or belief of seeing particles, then particles were observed. And another scientist studied with the expectation of seeing waves, then waves were observed. And if they were studied with the expectation of first being seen as waves and then changing to particles or vice versa, that's exactly what happened. And the conclusion was that this energy or these subatomic particles acted and responded in exact proportion to the thoughts and beliefs that the scientist who was studying them had at that moment. And this discovery further proved to the scientist that anything and everything that exists in our world once existed as a wave, which you can call spiritual, and through individual observation and expectation was transformed into a particle, which we can call made physical, based only on what they thought and believed it would appear as. Now, to take this step even further, scientists discovered that when these subatomic particles were broken in half or separated in laboratory setting, they had the ability to communicate with each other, and that communication is received immediately from one to the other with zero regard to space and time as we know it, regardless of how far apart they may be. And this totally blows away the old theory that nothing can travel faster than the speed of light. Energy doesn't need to travel. It's already interconnected with all other energy. This means that everything in the entire cosmos is nothing but a huge vibrating ball of interconnected, infinite energy which has the ability to communicate into infinity with no regard to space and time. And what this energy joins together to form is based only on individual thought. And I think this really connects to the information in The Secret and in lots of the Pleiadian and other extraterrestrial channel information, where the key concept is that thought creates. And your thoughts, which are also energy, which are determined by your beliefs, are broadcast outward into the infinite field of wave energy, much like a radio frequency transformed from waves, which we can call the spiritual realm, to particles, matter, and join together with additional energies which vibrate at a harmonious frequency and collectively join to shape what you come to see and experience in physical form in the physical world, your physical world, or you, capital U, universe. You quite literally have the ability to mold and shape the various areas of your life based on how you choose to think, believe, and feel. And this is how our world was created to operate. And regardless of what you may currently believe to be true, you are not the victim of some capricious set of circumstances. You are quite literally the creator of your reality. And I find that to be particularly important, especially in light of some of the Bashar information, because more and more of the Bashar information is being proven by physical science. And also, modern science has finally come to realize that at least 90% of the brain that we supposedly never use actually corresponds to the role of 90% of our DNA that was once called junk DNA, but is now understood as a communications interface between our physical brain and the universe at large. And as Rupert Sheldrake points out in his theory of morphogenetic field resonance, the 100th monkey effect occurs when enough people, drawn together by a shared purpose, create a quantum field of self-fulfilling potential. When that happens, the rest of the world, in varying degrees, will experience an internal shift in fifth through tenth dimensional consciousness. I think this is most important with respect to this whole concept of how important our beliefs are. And from the Pleiadians, beliefs are essentially agreements about reality, and both personal and collective beliefs form the structure and the parameters of your life experience in any area. Understanding the power of beliefs and the power of the mind, both individually and in mass, is probably the most pressing and crucial issue for humankind to grasp. Recognizing these two important keys of knowledge can open human consciousness to new and vast unlimited possibilities and highly creative solutions. The overall world structure is a framework of agreements that you operate within, and it's not the only version of the world. Nature is flexible and alive with multidimensional possibilities, and your beliefs, decisions, and emotions play the decisive role in creating the version of the world reality you actually encounter. Your beliefs are an integral part of your personal energy field, and actually they are a form of magic, because magic is the ability to conjure something into form, and beliefs do the same. And mass beliefs create mass conjurings. And we actually did an entire show on the power of belief as it relates to the placebo effect. And, of course, it's becoming an embarrassment to the pharmaceutical industry, because many of their products are not outperforming placebo effect. And again, I believe that the reason for that is clear, is that your beliefs are the most important thing. In fact, the bottom line is what you believe is. Connected to the concept of where Stardust meets the Stargate, the whole concept of monoatomics, and I first heard about this through Bashar and started to do some studying, and I highly recommend the David Hudson lectures 1, 2, and 3, which are on the internet, which really tells the whole story about monatomic elements. And if you haven't heard about them, ORME is an acronym for orbitally rearranged monatomic elements. They're also called ORMIS elements or M-state elements, and they're atoms which comprise a substance in which its atoms are not bound to each other, called a monatomic state. And they constitute a newly discovered form or phase of matter, referred to as exotic matter, with entirely different physical properties from normal elements. They are thought to produce incredible physical and mental health benefits when ingested and are already on the consumer product market. Monoatomic gold is believed to have been eaten by the ancient Egyptians and was depicted to be a food of the gods, which would assist the Egyptians in unlocking their innate mental and spiritual abilities. The discovery of monoatomic elements has so far received little mainstream attention, but is expected to become an important subject in the future. Some have even said that this discovery may constitute the uncovering of the esoteric philosopher's stone, as spoken of in alchemy, or even the famous Holy Grail. Viewed spiritually, it is thought to bring enlightenment. And interesting to note that monatomic elements are also found in the main vegetarian diet, specifically in green vegetables, Concord grapes that are involved with Welch's grape juice, and also kale, almonds, sea salt, carrots, to name just a few. So if you want to research that subject and find out where, you know, natural monoatomics are found, I primarily use sea salt to wash out in the mouth area. It's very beneficial there. Also, aloe vera is known to contain monoatomic elements. And a good technique for using aloe vera is, if you have an aloe vera plant is to take off one of the leaves now and then and get the liquid from it and put it in with honey. It tastes awful by itself, so when you mix it with the honey, it goes down easy. And I know aloe vera has been known for a long time as an external healer, but it's only been in the last few years that science has discovered the amazing benefits of it inside. And it does contain rhodium and iridium, monoatomic elements, and no wonder it's so powerful as an internal healer as well, especially in the area of stomach disorders. And another one of those findings that came about about 50 years after Budwig came up with her cancer diet, which was cottage cheese and flaxseed oil, it was found now that flaxseed oil contains rhodium and iridium. So there's another source of monatomic elements that are just natural. And these amazing elements actually reprogram the DNA of diseased cells. And also been used, as we mentioned before, as assisting people with ADHD, because it helps to balance left and right brain activity. And I was shown an example of how that works, sort of like if your left brain operates on a scale of 10 at a 9 and your right brain is a 2, after using these elements, both sides operate at 9. Amazing stuff that was really experimented a lot with between about 2002 and 2005. And another one of those outcomes from a lot of the science that's going on were some of the studies with psychic children. And I'd like to share with you one of their comments concerning humanity. Psychic children have said, how we will know which path humanity has chosen. If the whales and dolphins begin interacting with humans in closer ways, then you will know that you have chosen well. But if they retreat and die, the road ahead will be very difficult. We only ask that you choose well for today's children and tomorrow's. If you choose peace now and allow your minds to flow to that reality, then the political systems will adjust on their own. And you will see the results of that in your world. Your emotions are the key. It is the tool you will use to draw the chosen world into your conscious experience. Your collective emotions have the ability to influence weather patterns and even end wars. You have done this many times without realizing it. If you continue claiming the world you want by feeling that world in your emotions, then it will be so. But if you continue to be influenced by the fear that is so present today, then the world will reflect that as well. We, your children, are asking you to choose love over fear. Then the whales and the dolphins will fulfill their role and give us back the information they store within each cell. It is so important that this happen. The circle of life cannot be broken now. Use your feelings of love to draw the reality you really want. And also, I guess regarding the whole concept of 2012, I think it's very important that we share positive expectations because, as Bashar teaches, he put a positive spin on external circumstances. And lots of comments are out there with respect to, disaster scenarios for 2012. But again, according to Bashar's concept, you can draw yourself to the particular version of Earth experience that you focus on, somewhat similar to changing the channels on your television. And more advice from the Pleiadians was, remember how you see and interpret the events of your times will determine the version of the world in which you find yourself. It may appear that there is only one version of the world, yet that too is an illusion. Probabilities are as common as grass on the ground. They spring forth from the decisions based on your thoughts, feelings, desires, and emotions. The reality you create may not be the same as your neighbor, even though you live on the same street. Reality is tricky, and so is creating it, and power is the trickiest of all. And power, dear friend, cannot be avoided. Power is, and you and power are part of all that is. Therefore, you are power. The question is, how will you deal with your power? There are no limits to your creativity. Challenge is to overcome your fear of your becoming a powerful being. Pretty good advice, as usual, from Pleiadian sources. And also, we've mentioned about some of the negative effects of some of our modern-day technology, especially the television and the computer. And here's a saying from Pleiadian sources to assist us when we're around the Internet. As I enter here, I ask to be surrounded in the white light, calling upon my spirit warriors to shield me from all vibrations that are not of the highest order, and asking that those unwelcomed energies be bounced back to their source, as is appropriate to their evolutionary pace. I send my grounding cord into the below, dropping like an anchor deep within the body of the mother as I hook solidly to the earth. And as I embark upon this journey, I ask that the light ones guide the way, infusing the grid with the light strings of the universe. With respect to television, the main recommendation by the Pleiadians is to get rid of it. I guess if you can't get rid of it, the next best thing is to severely limit TV. And your scientists have done studies with people connected to an EEG brain scanning device, which they did while they were watching TV, and they registered activity in the delta wave frequencies, essentially occupying a highly programmable sleep state while viewing television. If you're unaware of your thoughts or have abdicated your choice to direct your thinking, the electronic methods can easily influence and control your mind. Your conscious mind sets the commands, and the subconscious mind is the processing center where the directions or beliefs are filtered and then carried out. Empowering your life begins when you have control of your thoughts. You then must decide what you want and proceed to attain it. Otherwise, your commands will have been basically directed by someone outside of your life. So, you know, I've talked about this for a long time with a lot of people, and even, you know, close friends feel somehow that they're immune from this subliminal effect of television. But according to the Pleiadian sources, this technology is off-planet, and nobody's immune to it. Word to the wise, I guess, is sufficient. And we also covered at one point in time a lot of discussion concerning the children of AIDS and how that many of them were found through research to be immune from disease. And many of these young kids had four codons of DNA activated that was not present in the mainstream population. And I find that to be quite a fascinating subject for people to do research on, because that whole process is spreading. And the 100th monkey effect is clearly in vogue here, and apparently some adults have been now found with these codons activated as well. And these codons make you virtually immune from disease. And I find that quite interesting, coming at a time when there seems to be such a spread of weird disease as well. Another one of Bashar's interesting concepts was the idea of prime radiant, and that's the idea that the entire physical creation was actually one particle, and this one particle, which he admits fluctuates between wave and a particle, but operates at the speed of light. And because it operates at the speed of light, it's everywhere at once. And you can kind of think of it as when this energy crosses itself, it creates dimensions and also gives the blueprints for the amazing geometrical creations that are in our physical reality. And if you're interested in sort of a physical demonstration of that whole concept of light being everywhere at once and how you can connect, because we're all part of that one particle, I suggest going to YouTube and looking up the Bashar's Lab. And Bashar's Lab has about 20 concepts or more that he teaches in this lab, and one of them is this connection of everything through being the same particle seen from different perspectives. Much of the former ET yoga programs also dealt with the topic of health and a basis for health, a foundational structure for health, and that was according to Bashar, and clearly water was important, as well as oxygen, and clearly a deep breathing program or pranayamas was suggested, exercise, the elimination of stress, lightening up the diet, which really means get off the meat, and also detoxification. And I know in the old days it maybe wasn't as important, but it certainly is now with the amount of toxicity that there is in the world and how these toxins lodge in our system in a way that paralyze the immune system. And I have made the comment that I believe anybody who really cares about your health, one of the first things that they'll tell you is to get a thorough detoxification, because research has shown that about 85% of all physical disease symptoms in the body disappear after a thorough detoxification and when the body's provided with proper nutrients, such as superfood. And many times we've suggested people check out Dr. Schultz's American Botanical Pharmacy for a source of detox programs and proper nutrients. An amazing, amazing concept, just as a foundational structure of health. And then, of course, the more that people become more unconditionally loving or involved with compassion and gratitude, these are the emotional antidotes to disease as well. And the frequencies of those emotional components are capable of shattering disease, and this has been proven as well through patients actually with AIDS. And when the experiments were done and people were taught how to emit these emotions, their immune systems boosted significantly, all the way up to and including as much as 300,000 times. We've also referred our listeners many times to the two Barbara Maciniak books, Bringers of the Dawn and Self-Empowerment. And specifically in the Bringers of the Dawn, the Pleiadians mention the Pillar of Light techniques and spinning techniques, which I would highly, highly recommend with respect to accelerating your spiritual progress. And actually, the Pleiadians mentioned that the optimum way to accelerate is to do the Pillar of Light, the spinning techniques, also use the power of intention, and drinking pure water. And in connection with water, of course, the connection there was with the Masaru Emoto information. And that information basically is that water is a perfect reflector of consciousness. And if you play Bach music, Beethoven, music that's been shown to have beneficial effect on DNA, it can be reflected in your drinking water, as well as the placing of visual symbols such as yogic yantras and the crop circles. These are excellent ways to infuse your water and actually change the molecular structure of the water and make healing water, and it's at no cost. Another one of the results of the Russian studies on the pyramids was the suggestion of the Egyptian healing rods, and I've been a practitioner for a few years, and I can't speak highly enough about Egyptian healing rods. They've been known to activate higher chakras, to balance your yin-yang energy, to balance your internal time clocks, and stimulate the immune system. And holding the Egyptian healing rods for 15 minutes is like an hour of acupuncture. And speaking of acupuncture, I highly recommend that as well. And apparently this was a technique that was handed down from extraterrestrial sources eons ago. With respect to some amazing cures, especially related to cancer and, well, of course, malaria was the Jim Humble's Miracle Mineral Supplement. And I suggest going to Project Camelot on your computers and finding Jim Humble's hour-and-a-half interview there concerning the Miracle Mineral Supplement. It's a very cheap product. I ordered some, I think it was $25 a bottle, and a bottle lasts a year. And it's known to have an effect on a wide variety of diseases, and one that I would suggest that people could check out. And I've also had a very positive experience and feedback with people who have used Pau Darko or Tahibo tea. It's the same tea, just a different name. And people that have had amazing success with a variety of ailments there. And moving on to another topic, I guess, would be some of the, for lack of a better term, secrets that are out there that we've touched upon. And one of them is that there is no they. That's the secret they don't want you to know. And that's because we, as a collective group, create our outer situation. We are our governments, and we are everything that we experience, because in reality, or semi-reality, I guess, because according to Bashar, that there is no empirical objective reality. There's the idea of a consensus reality. And this whole idea that there's a they is it's a paradox to be understood. And the secret that we have the ability to create our own experiences. And the false idea is that Earth is a singular experience, a one world and one world only location where everyone is fixed in the same reality. Also, the secret that creativity and flashes of genius come from the higher self. The rational mind is the perceiver of ideas. And according to Bashar, he would say that the higher self is the conceiver, and the rational mind is actually the neutral point between our actual experience in the outer world, and that experience is as a perceiver of ideas, that all flashes of genius come from the higher self. There's also, I guess we touched upon the secret that human DNA was tampered with so that most only function with two strands of DNA. And the original plan was for a 12-stranded activated system. And the best way to activate DNA is pillar of light meditation, which affects the pineal gland and the Pleiadian spinning techniques as well. And our extraterrestrial heritage has also been kept a secret, and our line of evolution is via the Vegans, Lyrians, and Pleiadians. And I guess it was a kind of a secret until the secret came out that our thoughts, beliefs, definitions create our outer experience, and that outer reality is a reflection or holographic reflection. And, of course, for those who have been Bashar fans, I have known that for about 20 to 25 years, because he taught all that stuff way back then. And as one of our viewers or listeners pointed out, also the Seth material, also related to this concept. The also an important one, that the secret that the meaning you assign to an event determines the outcome you experience. And I want to repeat that one because we go over that one almost every week on ET Yoga. The secret is that the meaning you assign to an event determines the outcome you experience. The secret that all disease comes from dysfunctional emotions and erroneous beliefs. The secret that the universe was created with unconditional love. One of two objective facts, the other being you have awareness. And the fact that you exist now means you always have and always will exist in some form. As time seen from higher consciousness is all simultaneous. The secret that the only thing you need protection from is yourself and your own beliefs. The secret that human motivation has only two components, and that is that we tend to move towards what's more pleasurable and choose to move away from the experience of pain. And also, I would like to touch upon some of those, what I call classic Bashar quotes. You're not ever given a desire without also being given the ability to accomplish that desire. You do not get peace by hating war, you get peace by loving peace. Hate only reinforces the things you say you do not prefer. Giving meaning is the actual act of creation itself. To give meaning to something is to create it into existence in your particular experiential realm. You'll know why your reality is the way it is, and you can create it to be the way you prefer it to be as soon as you believe you are capable of doing so. It is completely up to you. Society has taught you that seeing is believing, whereas it is actually believing is seeing. That's how it works. Now, your belief could be unconscious so that by the time you see the manifestation of it, you think, oh, it is the seeing of this idea that has created the belief within me. And so you are looking to see things that will generate in you the beliefs you think you want. But the only way you see those things to begin with is to already have the belief that you will see them. Then your physical external reality forms the symbols that are reflective of that belief. Seeing it in your reality is what lets you know you have the belief, so the belief no longer has to remain unconscious. And Bashar would also say that, do you know personally beyond the shadow of a doubt that the being you desire to be, you're capable of being? Well, yes, all right, then start using that certainty to your advantage. Your ability to imagine what you would like to be is your ability to be that person, that version of you. Create the effect of being happy and you will attract into your lives all of the causes to support the happiness you have created just because you want to. One of my favorites is called Being the Dimension. You now exist, you think, in a physical universe. Your fourth density transformation is where you begin to realize you are the creator of your reality. What that means is that physical reality is your expression, is your projection, is your creation, that it's actually made of you. It means you are actually that physical reality. When you really grasp this, you then see yourselves literally as the dimension of experience of which you previously thought you were only a component. That's how it works for every level. You begin to realize you are the dimension itself that you previously thought you were only a part of. And here's the wonderful paradox of the whole circumstance. Each and every single one of you as an individual will experience yourselves becoming the whole dimension. Each of you will think that all other consciousnesses you have seen as individuals are being, in a sense, absorbed into you, you will all have the same experience because the universe is holographically structured. That means any point of view can exist equally everywhere within creation, and that all points of view are relevant and all true. He used to say as well that when you leave this dimension, or when people say you pass over or die, that world you left, that's you. When you live in the moment, you don't create as much time. Only the waiting for something else creates the time that happens in between. Everything, though real, is transitory because it is all the product of your imagination. Physical reality is only what you dream it to be, what you imagine it to be, what you define it to be. That's all. But that's the reality of it. You always get in physical reality only what you already believe to be the most likely reality you'll get. And only when you choose to truly believe within your whole heart and soul, this really is what I'm all about, this really is the way I prefer to be, when you generate that feeling and that desire and that energy within you, then your outer reality has absolutely no choice but to reflect that inner feeling, that inner knowingness. I'd also like to mention at this time that we've made reference many times to the original Lord's Prayer, and this was found in the Dead Sea Scrolls, and I don't mind sharing that with you one last time. And it goes like this: My Spirit Almighty, my Spirit who is all-knowing, almighty, and all-loving in me, your presence be sanctified. Your presence confirms to me your controlling power over all matters concerning myself. May your wisdom become conscious to me. May your power be extended in the consciousness of my thoughts in order to enable me to apply all truths, wisdom, and love, peace, and freedom given to and acquired by me and all mankind. May your power be extended in me on earth as well as in heaven. May your power become effective in me in all material as well as spiritual aspect. Please furnish me with all I need for living each day. Please give me all I need for my material as well as my spiritual life and development, for you are almighty. So that I acknowledge my errors, so that I may recognize my faults and eliminate them since they hinder me on my way of evolution, please do not lead me into temptation but to right decision. Please do not let me make error by material and wrong thinking or become dependent on dogma and will to believe. For you are in me as power and wisdom for eternity. May I become conscious of your almighty forces inside me all the time. And that comes from UFO contact from the Pleiades. And many times on ET Yoga, I've made also reference to the College of Christ Consciousness, and I think that's an important site to visit, because it contains the ultimate truths of reality. And those ultimate truths of reality are consistent with the teachings of Bashar and also with the Pleiadian teachings, and as well as the newest discoveries in quantum physics. And to share with you a couple of those from their list is that everything in my reality is created by my beliefs. As aspects of all that is, Prime Creator God, I create my own personal reality as God creates through thought. Everything begins with thought. Next, I have an emotional reaction to the thought. Thought and emotion creates beliefs from which perceptions, behaviors, and patterns of response are formed. My personal reality is thus constructed out of these personal belief systems. Nothing can be thrust upon me. I invite everything into my awareness through my thinking. It is my believing that makes it so. And that also, I believe, relates to what I call, you know, Bashar's Big Four. And the first one there is certainly that your thoughts, emotions, beliefs, and expectations create your outer reality. And that we need to take 100% responsibility, and that doesn't mean that we're to blame. It means we have a responsibility. And it's this taking responsibility that is your point of power, because if you're the victim of circumstances, then that's what you are, a victim. And when you take responsibility or acknowledge the outer, that's your point of power because if you created the outer, then you can change it. And Bashar would point out that the emotional responses of blame, criticizing, and justifying your circumstance are all indications of victimhood. Another one of those big four is to throw a positive spin on outer circumstance, because that's the primary function of the rational mind. And that's connected with the idea that all events don't come with built-in meaning. Events are virtually neutral, and the spin you put on them will create the experience you get from them. And also the concept that outer circumstances don't matter, only your state of being matters. So if you want to choose a state of being such as joy, then see a situation through joy. See it even in your mind as imagination, how someone in joy would act in that particular circumstance, and then act that way in the outer world. And it doesn't mean that circumstances don't matter in that they're irrelevant. It means that circumstances in themselves don't create more matter or more experience. It's the vibration that creates the experience. And we once also did a scientific study on this whole concept about the neural system that's been discovered in the heart, which is now called the brain in the heart, which is actually 5,000 more times more powerful than the brain in the head, and thus your emotions being so important and emitting an energy field about 10 feet from the body. And as science is proving now, this emotional frequency is what interfaces with the morphogenetic field to create your version of reality. And I'd also like to mention that memorizing the future makes for magic, magicians. Travel to inner dimensions. Take a mind trip. Decide on a specific reality you would like to attract into your life. Simply design the dreamscape in which you see yourself living. Where are you? What are you doing? Who are you with? Take a mental picture of what it looks like. Take a photo thought. As you project that future event, become emotionally involved in the scenario by feeling it now. Revel in the luxury of knowing this is you by being there in your heart and mind. As you do that, you are deliberately placing yourself at the very center of creation. Getting all your physical senses fully involved encodes a powerful message in your collective cellular memory. It gets easier and easier to access as it becomes a memory of what has been. Be detailed and be detail-oriented about this to the extent that it feels good to do so. What are the signs, the smells, the tastes, the sounds that make up your dream scene? Visit that reality again and again, just as if you were simply strolling down memory lane. Continue to refine these images over and over and allow these visions to become like a vivid memory that you can easily recall at will. As you put your energy behind your future, you will see it manifest before you. Now you are mastering the magic of creation. And in closing, I would just like to, as usual, wish everyone out there my sincere best towards your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance. Good night.
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all things.